I think people just need to really sort of stay safe and plan ahead in terms of only making essential journeys. If they do have to go outside, they need to wear sensible, sturdy shoes. Obviously, we often see an increase in slips and falls in snow and ice. So it's really only making those essential journeys. And we'd ask that the public only dial 999 in the event of a life-threatening or serious emergency. Although we've made contingency plans, we are seeing increased demand today, and we expect that to continue. We're asking people just to check on elderly relatives. Obviously, there are those that are vulnerable in society. We just need to make sure that people are checked on. If you know someone's alone, we would advise people to go around and check on them, make sure that they're warm, they've got food, because it might be that carers are having difficulty reaching their patients. We've hired in a number of 4x4 vehicles to ensure that not only our staff can get to work, but we're also able to reach our patients. And we've had an amazing response from our staff, people coming in on rest days and volunteering to attend the nearest ambulance stations to make sure we can reach patients. So we have got plenty of plans in place, and hopefully we're fairly well geared up to deal with the snow. So we're reviewing our staffing across the week, and as I said, we've already stood up our incident command hub to make sure we've got senior managers and paramedics in the control room able to keep an eye on things. We're regularly reviewing the situation, but the messages remain really to plan ahead and only dial 999 in the event of a serious or life-threatening emergency. But obviously, the advice is to only make essential journeys, and the weather warnings have been upgraded. So that there is a risk to life technically. So, we'd advise that the public continue to monitor the situation. It might be that the forecast changes, but certainly while the snow is still falling, if it is at the minute, we'd advise people to keep to any essential journeys. We want people to enjoy the snow. Obviously, it's really pretty, and lots of people will be outside enjoying the snow today. The take-home message for me would be, wrap up warm, wear sensible shoes, and to obviously check on those that are vulnerable.